The Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
And welcome back and good morning, everybody. Coach Ron Adelot joins us here on the Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner. And we were just talking about going to Cane Ridge, and Coach, it's just a little hop, skip, and jump down there to Cane Ridge.
Yeah, it's it was a very close trip for us, so it wasn't too bad.
Tell us a little bit about Cane Ridge. I know we had an opportunity to ever see them, and tell us a little bit about them, because I know they were kind of the unknown going in about how good they really were. 8-2, I believe, coming into that game last night.
Yeah, they were. I think they were a split. I don't know much about them either. I think the school opened somewhere around 09, 2010. I think it was 09. They split, I guess, Antioch High School, and I don't know where they drew other students. It might have been Overton High School, and put it sort of kind of between the newer Antioch, which is out actually out over by Priest Lake. And the two schools are actually, I think, within about 3 miles of each other or less. Everybody thought that would be a good job back when that job opened, per the talent that was sort of kind of out in that area. They've got some good youth leagues. I think the UNI program has provided a lot of players out there. So, had a good year. They were 8-2, were playing real good football. I don't think they'd lost a game in quite a while. They'd beaten Antioch. They won the district championship last week, beating Antioch. So that was
a pretty good Antioch team too. They've been
I think Mike had done a really good job this year. Mike Woodward, the coach at Antioch, had done a good job. I think he was beat up a little bit and had his best back was down, but they did beat Antioch, and so they drew a high seed, and we had to travel there, and I thought our kids, we were real concerned about our kids coming off the Oakland week. That's a big emotional week for Riverdale, just as Oakland is coming off of Riverdale. So, it's hard. I think Tommy would tell you that's a hard week when you play a rival team to come back and sort of kind of getting an unknown, and everybody in the community starts telling you, well, you ought to beat that group, you ought to beat that group, you ought to beat that group. Kids, you can tell them things so many times they start to believe it. So I thought our kids did a good job. Our coaches did a great job of, preparing a game plan defensively. We're getting better and better. And when you play great defense, you got a chance to win. Bobby's done a great job patching some things up from some earlier injuries. And, the kids are starting to gel.
Well, I want to talk to you a little bit about that. You won 31-0 last night, and a pretty good offensive team that you beat and played well defensively. And one of my questions was this morning, I've got it on the tail end, but I'm going to go ahead and get it because you kind of went with it a little bit this morning. But when you have injuries like you've had, and you've had your share, you've had your share of injuries through the year, it takes a while sometimes for the ones that, like you say, patching it up. It takes a while for some kids that maybe have not played or have been playing out of position, that kind of thing, to kind of get comfortable and know what their role is. Is that a fair question?
Oh, yeah, it's a very fair question, because you literally have to move a kid from one position to another, because he'll be the best kid, and the kid that's coming in can play this one position. So it takes numerous repetitions to get that kid up to speed, and you're still probably not running it 100% capacity, because you can't do the things possibly, or you would have had that kid there to start with.
Right.
So it changes your team a little bit. It changes what you do a little bit. This week we lost a kid we found out in the Oakland game that's done for the season. So we had to patch the offensive line up a little bit, and we'll go back and see how that graded out and see, we had a kid step in and must have done pretty good. I mean, the first half was a little shaky. I didn't think we blocked very well the first half. but, it's just one of those things you have to do.
Well, suspense was in the air all week, with Dylan's ankle injury. Didn't know for sure whether he would get to play. He did play last night, and I guess you were just happy if he could just hand off and maybe throw the ball. I don't know that you would. They probably limited him to running, but he did score a touchdown, so he did run a little.
Yes, he did. He did. It was a quarterback sneak, but yeah, he did throw the ball. I thought he threw the ball well. Now there was a couple of times that, you know, I thought he made a couple of bad decisions, and that happens. They brought a lot of pressure, and we knew that. That would have been a tough spot for Chanton to, but Chanton came in. Dylan went down on a play. Chanton came in, you know, sustained a drive for us that we actually scored on in the first half. But Dylan's earned that right. You know, his team, you know, he's an emotional leader as well as a physical leader for that team. And, you want to go down swinging. And I felt like he could protect himself. We talked about that throughout the week. It was amazing. This time last week, the ankle was, I would have said there's no possible way. I thought he would be lucky to play even if we won the following week, as bad as that ankle looked. But the kid is phenomenal. Must have phenomenal healing abilities. But, yeah, he worked very, very hard to get that ankle ready. I mean, he was relentless in everything that he did, from the icing to the rehabilitation of it. He was in a boot. And a lot of kids won't do that. You know, they think it looks stupid. They don't want to walk around in it. But he was very driven to get himself back, you know. And obviously he was not anywhere close to 100%. But for us, him at any capacity gives us a chance to win. And, again, his emotional status, the things he does on the field to get people lined up in the right things and to keep the continuity of the timing and everything down. We needed him.
Now, how's his status for
He came through great. Yeah. I mean, you know, the first thing he did when he got back was ice it down. You know, there was no more swelling. There's still swelling there. But, you know, I think he'll approach closer to 100% this week. So.
Well, that's good news, and, you know, concerned about that. And he must be a good healer because, he came back from an ACL quick as you can possibly
come back from one,
as bad as it was.
He absolutely defied gravity on the ACL, and the ankle was no – but, you know, that's a kid that takes care of himself.
Right.
He's just a very driven kid.
We're talking to Ron Adelot, head coach of the Riverdale Warriors. Winners last night, 31-0 over Cane Ridge. You talked about the offense sputtering early, but Mr. Birthday Boy had quite a game, and evidently the offensive line started clicking. He had 11 carries, 25 yards, and that's unofficial. But, he intercepted a pass, and you talked about, you know, we talked 3 or 4 weeks ago about your concern of him playing both ways as much and having to use him at running back, but he's kind of just adapted to that and really grabbed it and gone with it.
Well, he's another kid that's a fanatic about his workout habits and getting himself in shape, and, what a phenomenal kid he is, and family. The first thing I said when he broke a run, I guess it was 60, 70 yards, and, of course, he's playing both ways. He's a special teams guy. My statement on the headphones was, we need to get Peyton, you know, a break. He came out. He looked like he had just woke up. He was so fresh and fired up. So he said, no, Coach, I'm ready to go. So, you know, he's kind of an old-school type player that, you know, don't want to come off the field. And, you know, and really he doesn't. He doesn't let down when he plays a lot. The more he plays, he seems to get better. So, had a phenomenal night last night. Yeah, and what a great birthday.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was his birthday till this morning, and that's quite a send off on that game, on that that particular game. I want to talk about another guy quickly, Todd Huber. We didn't really talk about him much, kicking extra points and field goals, but he has really come on, and I mean, he is. You know, one big kick last week. I don't care whether wind was behind him, in front of him, whatever. It was a huge kick because that's pressure. And started off last night with another kick. So somebody that I know you really count on. And in games like this, you really do need the kicking game. Is really important.
Well, I'll have to say we came into the season. That was a huge question mark for us. Todd had told us he wanted to do it. He came in. Boy, first day we went out to practice, it didn't look real promising. Todd is a unbelievably competitive kid that has worked and worked and worked. Got great leg strength and has worked and worked and worked and worked. In fact, we have a film system, which most of the schools up here, I think all of them are on it, Huddle, and it logs the amount of time that your kids watch film. And Todd, believe this or not, Todd Huber watches more film than anybody on our team. I mean, he's a really, really competitive, driven person, and he's worked extremely, extremely hard. And he not only kicks off, kicks extra points, but he also punts. And, you know, and it's always a pleasure to find a kid who plays. I mean, he's not a bit afraid. He gets he shoulders a lot of blame, probably more than he ought to, when he misses a kick or doesn't kick a good kickoff. And he's just a real competitive kid, and he's a pleasure to be around.
People take for granted the kicking game, don't they, though? Coaches don't, but the average fan really does, I think, because it really just determines the ball game a lot of times, doesn't it?
Yeah, people think you ought to have it, and man, it's, boy, when you don't, it's real. It can really put your team in a bind defensively, and you know, not having the abilities, you got to score touchdowns, and you possibly are going to have to go for two. And there's, you know, there's just a lot of bad things if you don't have a good kicking game. And Todd is really, the unfortunate thing for us about Todd is he's a senior. So, you know, we'll have to go back to the drawing board again next year.
It never ends, does it?
It never ends.
He talked about a little bit about the defense, and I know you were really tickled with them, took away a lot of their passing ability and had some interceptions. And they have seemed to have come along. They played really well the week before, I thought, and then last night a shutout. That builds momentum, doesn't it, Coach? I mean, it just makes it – they get more confident as they do those kind of things.
Yeah, and again, you know, they've had to work with some pieces that have gone down, and, you know, they're starting to find a little flow over there and get some things figured out. And, you know, I think, man, even since the Blackman game they've played, you know, nobody's really been able to run the football, and that makes teams one-dimensional. If you can stop them run, then they're going to have to throw, and we're doing a whole lot better. We should have probably had four or five more – realistically, four or five more interceptions that hit us right in the hands last night. But, you know, it's like you tell the kids. It's, you know, they break on the ball. They make a great play. You know, an interception is just icing on the cake. But, you know, I really think probably the defensive staff, Will Kreisky, Jonathan Harris, those guys probably are going to go back and say, man, we should have had four or five more picks, you know. But they did a great job. They're in position. That's all you can ask. You can put kids in position, then they got to make plays. And we did make some plays. I think we had – I don't know, at least three interceptions, two or three, I know, and then Peyton took one back. Ricardo Terry had one deep. So, you know, we were there. We didn't get beat deep, and that was, you know, we preached that. They worked hard on the screen game, which they were a very good screen team because they had a lot of speed, and they ran a lot of bubble screens, jailbreaks out there. So, you know, I thought they did. Had a great game plan and executed it, and, you know, Bobby's meticulous and relentless in what they do, and you know, sometimes the defensive practice gets redundant and boring to kids because there's a lot of tackling, formation lineups, all that kind of thing. But, you know, those are things that make you a good defense.
We go now and we move on to play McMinn County. And tell us a little bit about McMinn County, if you know anything much about them. But
well, they're 10-1. I know that. I have talked to their coach in previous years, Bo Cagle. Seems to be, they say he does an outstanding job up there. Of course, they have some tradition at McMinn County up in Athens, Tennessee. You know, it's going to be a long trip for us. It's sort of kind of an unknown. We'll be an unknown. They'll be an unknown. You know, we're getting a little film in this morning, so we'll go to work on that and, you know, see what we can do. But, you know, the biggest thing is there's a game up there that we need to win to keep playing. So, you know, we'll go to work and make sure that we try to put the best game plan we can in position and, you know, try to win the football game.
It's not as hard to motivate at this time of the year, is it? Or it shouldn't be, should it?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question. You know, kids, you know, you got to figure that since the dead break, basically, you know, football has sort of kind of gotten out of hand that, you know, you're in shorts, but, you know, you're asking kids to do something almost every day after the dead period, which is in early July, you know. So, you know, practice sort of becomes mundane and monotonous. You know, the time will change. It's going to get dark. You know, the thing that I try to preach to the kids and have ever since, you know, you make deep playoff runs is you got to get the mental aspect of what we're trying to do Friday night. And then hopefully, you know, Friday nights charge you up because there's not many teams left. And there, you know, you actually see a light at the end of that tunnel. And that tunnel looks awful long when you look back in July. And, you know, you're going through the season, you drop a game here and drop a game there, and people are starting to doubt you. So, you know, we've won three in a row. That gives us some momentum going in, and, you know, things are sort of kind of swinging to the point where practice is a lot easier when you're winning. And, you know, so it's tough for young kids, yet, you know, you're trying to explain the necessity of making sure that you take care of attention and have yourself ready on Friday night.
It's been a lot of highs and a lot of lows, had it, and some in-betweens in
yeah,
this year, had it.
And football's like that. It's like life, you know, and your highest highs are never low, you know, never as low as your lowest lows. So, meaning when you're on top, it don't take long to come off, and, you know, those lows hurt a whole lot harder than the highs. But that's life, you know, and I think that's what separates football from every other sport.
It's a good teaching tool, and
I think it's something I've tried to tell, you know, and this is not me. This is things that I learned when I was growing up from people back in the 40s and 50s. They understood what the game of football could teach kids. It is a class, you know, and it's something that you don't get in a traditional academic class, the things that the kids learn and teamwork. And, you know, and I think I hate to say this, but I think the media and the public have sort of tried to individualize football, but it's not. You know, a kid could have a great game and you can lose a game, and that's not the team goal. You know, the team goal is to win and do the things together, and, you know, it is a team game. I'd rather see team stats instead of individual stats, you know, because it is a team game. And, you know, kids rely on each other, and society doesn't preach that enough and teach that to kids enough.
You know, there's a running joke about administrators, you know, that all football coaches become administrators. But, you know, and I've talked to Coach Doans and several of them about that. But, you know, really, in my opinion, they do make good administrators because of the teamwork and having to build that team foundation. And it kind of carries on to life, like you say, in other areas.
Well, it does. You know, really, to teach kids things, it's nothing more than anything else that we've ever done in life. It's repetition, you know. And obviously, we have a willing participant because kids are out there to play because they want to. And, you know, and I know educators, it's not quite as easy when they come into class, and they certainly don't want to be there. They'd rather be on the moon as in a math or an English class or something of that nature, you know, some of them. It makes it much more difficult. But there's no magic formula to football. There's no magic scheme. There's no magic involved. It's just hard work and repetition.
Well, Coach, good luck next week at McMinn, and we hope to see you talking about another win next week.
I hope so, John.
I know you can't guarantee that, but, you know, we hope you do. Okay. You know, we hope you do it.
Yeah, I appreciate it, and we'll be thinking of you and your wife.
All right, thank you, Coach. Coach Ron Adelot, and he is going to be traveling on the road just a little ways, not too bad, and they're going to take on McMinn County next week, and then we will hopefully have him back next week to talk about a win. And when we come back, it's Greg Wyan, who did win last night over the Oakland Patriots, and he'll be our guest, and Brian Barrett will be talking to him as we continue with the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air Coach's Corner from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant.